Everybody, we left off last week on Daf. Where are we? On Daf Zayin Amud Aleph. We dedicate the learning with Zecha Nishmas, a Chaim Arbisfeld who passed away a few weeks ago, and the Zecha Nishmas Dr. Lamb, who just passed away. I'm sure they're having a meeting in heaven, the members of the board of the yeshiva, to see what to do further for the yeshiva. We left off, the Gemara tells us Din. The Tana Reb Yehuda is quoted in the Brisa saying that a ger has to have a bezin supervising when he's Megayer. Before we had it in the name of Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan is an Amira. Apparently he wasn't aware of this Brisa. Otherwise he wouldn't have to say an original Din. But the Gemara quotes on Mem Zayin Manal, the Tana Reb Yehuda is quoted in the Brisa that a ger has to be Megayer in front of a bezin. And then the Brisa tells a story. Maisha be'echad shebol lefnei Reb Yehuda. He came to Reb Yehuda and he tells him, this Gayarti, they all knew that he was a convert, and they all assumed that he converted properly, that he was Jewish, and Mitzar from Tominion. He's been davening Parnomet and everything. But one fine day, the Ger tells the Reb Yehuda, when I was Megayer, there was no bezin present, and therefore I'm a goy. So Legabi himself, he's Neman, that's called Tesis, that's called Shavi Anav Shechatich Adisur. Person says, I'm a goy. Okay, so we can no longer be Mitzar from Tereninian. The question is he believed Legabi his children? What's the Shiloh but his wife? But he married a Jewish girl. His wife was not a Giyarvis. His wife was always Jewish. So the children are Jewish. So Tesis points out that this Tana Reb Yehuda happens to hold like Rabbi Akiva. And Akiva holds that if a Nochri marries a Jewish girl, the children will not be Jewish. The children will be good. We spoke last week, 2 weeks ago, about that. The different opinion. The Tosis at the end of the first Perek in Yevamos shows from the Gemara that there are three different opinions. When you have a mixed marriage, what determines the status of the children? So there was one opinion in the Tanoim, like the Reform said, if either the father or the mother is Jewish, all the children will be Jewish. And then there was another second opinion that in order for the children to be Jewish, you need that both parents should be Jewish. And then the third opinion is the way it says in the Mishnah, that's how the Pesach was, that it all depends on the mother. It doesn't depend, you don't need both parents, and it's not either or. It all depends on the mother. That's why we pask it. But Rabbi Akiva's opinion is that a Nochri who lives with a Jewish girl, the children will be Mamzeri. The children will be Jewish, but they'll be Mamzeri. There was another opinion that children will not be Jewish. You need both parents to be Jewish. But Rabbi Yehuda holds like the Tana Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Yehuda is a Tana. He holds like the Tana Rabbi Akiva that a Nochri who marries a Jewish girl, the children will be Jewish because the mother is Jewish, but they'll all be Mamzer. So that's what Rabbi Yehuda tells this fellow. We believe you, Legabi yourself. Shavi Hanach Shechatich at Yisura. So you're telling us you can't be Mitzarev to the Minyan. Okay, so from now on, we're not going to be Mitzarev you to a Minyan. But with Gabi, your children, you're telling us that you're not Jewish and your wife is, so therefore your children are all Mamzerim, so that we don't believe you. The person is not, in order to declare that a person is a Mamzer, a Cholol, something like that, we consider that like a Dovah should be Ebi. You need two Kosher Eidim. You don't apply the rule Eid Echadem and Bisurim. That's like a Dovah should be Ebi. We pointed out, you see, from the opening Mishnah and Makkos like that, Mishnah Makkos discusses if witnesses testified about a Kohen. We always thought the fellow was a Kohen. Then two witnesses come and they testified that he's a Cholol, that his mother married a Kohen, his mother was a Grusha, or a Zayna, so therefore he's a Cholol. So the Mishnah discusses what's the din with respect to Kasha Zamam Lasis Leochid. So the Nesivis has a klal in Hilchas Eidus. The last seven of Hilchas Eidus is about Hilchas Eidim Zayimim. And then you see this as a klal that the whole parsha of Eidim Zamimim only applies if it's an issue with halacha requires two Eidim, a kat Eidim. If it's a case of Eid Echadim B'Yisurim, then the whole din of Asis B'la Kasha Zamam doesn't apply at all. So what is the Mishnah talking about the application of Kasha Zamam to a case where witnesses testify, Ben Gushim Echalutza? Isn't that Eid Echadem B'Yisurim? So the answer is no. You see from the Mishnah that to ascertain that someone is a Mamzer, to ascertain that someone is a Cholol, that he, the Chal Hashem Psula, the Gavra, that's considered a Dov Shevi Yevi. You need to wait. That's why there was a discussion, what's the din of kasher zama? So the din is to declare that a person, we always thought this fellow was a ger. This fellow comes to Rabbi Yehuda. For years we thought he was a kosher ger. He's notifying us now that his gerus wasn't valid. So on himself, he's believed that shavi anav sheicha tichad yisur adam nemar alatzma yosim imeyish. But on his children, he's ena nemar. On the children, why? Because to ascertain that a person whom we thought was Jewish, now they tell that you're going to be mevar that he's not Jewish. So for that, that's like a davar should be able to say that he's not Jewish. So for that, you should need two eidim, like to ascertain that a person is a cholol or a mamzer. You need two eidim. So to ascertain a person is a nochri, you need two eidim. So the Gemara is bothered with the kasha, but it's Rabbi Yehuda speaking. So the Gemara is, but Rabbi Yehuda happens to say, "Umi Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Banim Lamehem." And does Rabbi Yehuda hold that the father is not believed? Look, Gabi, his own children. We have a brisa with his machlekes Rabbi Yehuda Nachachamim. The pasuk says in Chumash Dvarim, beginning of Parshas Kisei, say. So he has, the man is married to two wives, and the firstborn child was born to this Nua. So apparently there was a hava minute to think that since the mother is a Snua, so the Bchor should not be entitled to get Pishnai. So the Torah says that's not correct, despite the fact that the Bchor was born to the Snua. Bchor is still entitled to Pishnai. So the Gemara finds this Hava Mina very difficult, just because he had Shalom Bais with this wife and he didn't get along with that wife. So the child who is the Bchor should lose the Pishnai. It doesn't make sense. What's even the Hava Mina? Why do you need a pasuk to say that the Bchor is entitled to Pishnai even if the father was not happily married with the mother? Why is the child shuldig? So the Gemara explains, Ahuva and Snua doesn't mean the father liked this wife and he didn't like the other wife. It means Ahuva lefnei hamokam minisuecho, Snua lefnei hamokam minisuecho. It means that he was married to one wife, Beheter, and one wife, Beisr. And the Bchor was born from the wife who was married, Beisr. Let's say one wife is he's a Kohen and one wife is a Grusha. And the Gemara learns that from that pasuk that Kiddush and Atofsin Mechai Vilavi. Because the pasuk reads kisihienaliyish, and havaya means marriage. Havaya doesn't just mean they're living together; it means that they have tefisas kedushin. Like it says, if a man divorces his wife, v'holcha v'hoisa l'ish acher, v'holcha v'hoisa means she goes and she gets married to someone else. That's what the Gemara says on that pasuk. V'shilcha mibesa v'holcha v'hoisa l'ish acher makish havaya liyitzia. Just like a couple can get divorced by giving a shtar, a get, so too a couple can get married by giving a shtar kiddushin. That's how the Gemara derives the principle that such a thing exists as kiddushin shtar. Kiddushin be as a pasuk, ki ikach ishisha ubiola. So Gemara in the sense, ki ikach ishisha ha ubiola, this kiddushin be. And kiddushin kesev is because ki icha misteefram. It says ki ikach ishisha. And it says by Avraham Avinu when he bought the Maros HaMachpelah, Ayikoch Eskalaitza Miyodai. So he learned through the Zereshavi Kicha Mistei Ephron that there's such a thing as Kedushay Kesef. And for the Makish Havai Litzi, in the same Pasuk, it says the first husband divorces her, V'holcha V'hoysa L'Ishach, and she goes and she gets married to the other husband. And then there's a din of Achsegushasai. So the Gemara understands the word V'holcha V'hoysa means Tvisis Kedushin. So from this pasuk you derive that kiddushin atopsin, even though the man married the yisur, because kisiyena lishtei noshin means that he's married to both wives, not some that he's living with them. Kisiyena habayi means tvisis kiddushin. Achas avuva b'nisueho lefnei amokam, achas nur b'nisueho lefnei amokam. One marriage was permissible and one marriage was b'yisur. So that's what the Gemara says. You see from the Chumash that there are cases where kiddushin atopsin, even though there's an yisur. So that's a whole big machlekes hatanaim. When are kiddushin topsin? So we paskan only by chayvi krisis, kiddushin are not topsin, by all chayvi labim kiddushin are topsin. And Rabbi Akiva disagrees. Rabbi Akiva holds that even chayvi labim also ain't kiddushin topsin, but some chayvi labim kiddushin are topsin. So the three different versions of what Rabbi Akiva said. The one version is he distinguishes between chayvi labim disheher. Chayvi labim delav disher. If it's a koi marrying a grusha, that's not a relative. Share bosa, share means a relative. If it's a chavilavin of Mishair, if it's a relative where there's no kares, it's only an isalav. So then it's like arayas. So then Rabbi Kiva holds saying kiddushin tov chavilavin the lav the share. If it's a kind of grush and so on, then Rabbi Kiva would also agree kiddushin atos. Then the Gemara has two other versions, different versions of what Rabbi Kiva said. But according to all the versions, there has to be at least one case in the world that kiddush and atofsin when there's an iser, because you have a pasuk kisiyena liyishtei nashim tihiyena means that kiddush and atofsin, and it says achasnua snua b'nisrael b'nis she snua l'fnei amakam b'nisrael, the marriage was b'iser. So that's the Gemara explained. That's why there would have been a haramina, that since that was a prohibited marriage and the b'chor was born from a prohibited marriage, a forbidden marriage, it would have been a haramina that the b'chor is not entitled to pishnai. So that's why I have a pasuk. No, the b'chor is entitled to pishnai. Then it says in the pasuk before the father dies, as b'chor ben estor yakir, he should tell everybody, if we don't know who the b'chor is, he should let us know who the b'chor is. There's a question in the Rishonim, is eid echad neman? Let's say the father died, and the father died 120, and all the children are above 80. All of his children are over than 80. They're over 80, they all have white hair. Nobody looks young. He can't tell who's older than him, and he came from a different country, so there's nobody here who remembers who's the oldest. So how many, so what, do you need two Aidim to ascertain who is the Khor to get Pishnai? So that's how some Rishonim say it's an Afeid Echad, that it's not considered the Dini Mominus, even though the Khor is going to get Pishnai, is going to get more money. We treat it like Gila Milsa Diyam. And most of the Rishonim hold not so. Most of the Rishonim hold like the Rashbam on Perkei Shnechlin, that they ascertain who's the Khor to get a Pishnai. You have to have two kosher Aidim. But the father is believed. That's a Chiddush. That's an exception to the rule. As the Khor ben Asnu Yakir, even though the father is an Eid Echad and the father is a Korev, he's telling us about his children, who is the oldest. So the two strikes against him. The father is ascertaining an issue of Dini Mamnis, who's entitled to a double portion, a lot of money involved. So he really should have required two kosher Eidim. And the father is only Eid Echad, and he's not a kosher Eid because he's related to all of his children. Nonetheless, that's Xeris HaKasav. The father is believed. Like there's a pasuk in Chumash that says, "It's bitin asati liishazeh." The father has the right to marry off his daughter when she's a ktana or a naira. So therefore, the father has namonis to say, "It's bitin asati. I married her off." Father's namon to say, "Kidashti es biti." Calls mom that she's a ktana or a naira. Once she's already a bogeri, she's not bishuso. So the father doesn't have the ability to marry her off anymore. So then he no longer has that namonis to say, "Kidashti es biti." So here the father has namanis, just like the father has namanis to say, kidashti is biti. Here also the father has namanis to say that this, from all the children that he had, this one is the b'chor. So the Gemara, we spoke a little bit about this last time. So the Gemara asks a question, why do you need a pasuk that the father has a special namanis, a special parsha namanis, after to say who is the b'chor, and he should get pishnayim? It's biyodo. The Gemara says when it comes to dinim amenis, whenever it's biyodi to bring about the result, then I have nemanis on it. The Gemara has a case like this. Somebody died and the family is feeling shiva, and I come and I tell the children that a month before your father died, he took me to Central Park and he had a bag with $1 million in cash in it. And he dug a hole next to a certain, in the ground, next to a certain tree. And I tell him exactly where, which corner, where the tree is. And I say, if you dig the hole over there, you find a sack that has $1 million in cash in it. And he told me that it belongs to your cousin. So the Gemara says, if I tell them that he hid $1 million, he buried it in the ground in his backyard, and I don't have access to the backyard, even though the only way, and they go in the middle of Shiva, they dig up the money and they find it. So they thank me very much with telling them where the money was, and they have a right to keep it. They're not muchiv to believe me. I'm an Eid Echad. Eid Echad is Ein Aneman, I'm Dina Mominus. But if I tell them your father showed me he buried the money in Central Park, I could have gone myself and dug up the money in the middle of the night when no one is watching. I could have dug up the money and I could have given it to the cousin. So since it's beyond the, I could have done it myself. I could have taken care of it. So even I didn't take care of it. So Eidechor is Naman and Dinim Romanus. So that's what the Gemara asks. Why do you need a pasuk that the father has Namanus to say who's the Bchor, that the Bchor should get Bishnayim? The father is alive when he's saying who's the Bchor. The father could have given him a matana. The father knows how much assets he has. So Zal Shem Zayin, that this child is not the Bchor. The father has biyodo to make out a check for a double portion. He has biyodo to give him the money. So the Gemara asks, why do you need a pasuk of Yakir and Alachirim, that the father is believed, despite the fact that he's only Eid Echon, despite the fact that he's a Korev, and it's in Imamis, he should have needed two kosher Eidim. Of course the father's believed it's biyodo. So the Gemara answers, no. The father says, 10 years before he dies, father dies at the age of 120, at the age of 110, he tells us who's the Bchor. We don't know who's who. So he tells us, don't forget, this one is older than the others, he's entitled to Pishnai. So, at the time that the father made this statement, 10 years before he died, he had $1 million. In the last 10 years of his life, he invested that money and he made it into $100 million. So, the father is Neman, it's Biyodo, on the assets that he possessed at the time that he made the statement. How much money did he have in his bank account at the age of 110? But the money that he gets later, that was a Dovah Shalom Boli Olam. So that wasn't Biyodo. At the age of 110, it wasn't Biyodo to give away the money that he didn't earn yet. So the Gemara says, that's why it's a Chiddush. That's why the Torah has to tell us. The father has no money. His father's not going to wait till the last minute to tell us who the Bchor is. He's going to tell us years before he dies. So years before he dies, it's not necessarily going to be biyodo. He may not have so much money. He's going to gain more money in the last years of his life. And for that, you need the gzeiros hakasuv of the father who's neman. Then the Gemara asks, but what if you hold like Rav Meir? We don't hold like Rav Meir. We learned in Yevamos. The Gemara gives a whole string, a whole list of tanoim and Amoraim who have the opinion like Rav Meir that Adam Makna Dovish Lo Baliyod. A person does have the ability to be Makna Dovish Lo Baliyod. So even at the age of 110, and all he had was $1 million, and he comes into more assets, and the last 10 years of his life, he takes that $1 million and he makes it into $100 million, and he earns so much more money. So according to Rav Meir, a person can make Kinyonim on a Dovish Lo Baliyod, it'll be Chalban, it'll become Bolo Olam. So the Gemara said, according to Rav Meir, there are the Makna Dovish Lo Baliyod. So it is biyodo even to give away the assets that he didn't have yet, that he's going to earn later in life before he dies. So everything is biyodo. So what do you need a pasuk yakir? So the Gemara answers. The Gemara answers the kasha. The Gemara says, even according to Rav Meir, as the father is about to die, he's a goses. So a goses, the Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnayos and Perek Aleph and Aholos gives you the definition of a goses. The Rambam, the way we have, those who don't know Arabic, so we only use the Hebrew translation of the Pirush HaMishnayos. Pirush HaMishnayos is written originally in Arabic. So in the Hebrew translation, it says that death is a process. There's Tahalich HaMoves. So you have to figure out when the process begins, the person is called a Goses. It means he already has one leg out. And when the process ends, then he's called a Mace. So there are certain dinim that change when the person begins the process of death. The certain halachas that change. So that's a question. How do we know exactly? You have to know what's the definition, what's the moment of death in order to know what's the beginning. So if we'll know what the end of the process is, we'll be able to figure out what the beginning of the process is. And Moshe Feinstein has the tshuva, the poskim have forgotten. We don't know how to define goses. Rav Shlomo Zalman also has like that. One of them writes lo yodan, one of them writes shachachnam. Years ago, we had a definition for goses. When is Talich HaMoves? When does it begin? When does the process of death begin? And now we don't know exactly when. Okay. So even according to Rav Meir, that a person has the ability to be Makna Dovish Lo Boli Olam, could even be Makna to the Bechor, a double portion, and the $99 million that he's going to earn in the next 10 years. He didn't earn it yet. But still, if he's going to earn more money, when he's in the throes of death, when he's in the chosim shenafel lo kishu goses, if he'll earn money when he's a goses, so that even according to Rav Meir, he doesn't have the ability to be makna that dovish lo boliyon. Why not? That's a question. So there's a big discussion in Taisus and the Rosh about that. Why is that so? Zakalpanim, that's the pasuk. You have a pasuk. It's the pchav v'nasnu yakir. The simple pshat in the pasuk is yakir en alacherim. The father has a special parsha of namanis to say who the pchav is, despite the fact that it should really be treated like dinim mamanis, and dinim mamanis needs two kasher ahedim. So the Torah gives a special namanis to the father. So comes Rabbi Yudah, the Tanah Rabbi Yudah, he says, Kishem Shenaman here, the narrow lines, the last two narrow lines before the wide, before the lines become wide. Amem Zayinim and Aleph. Kishem, and just like Shenaman, Lime is Ebony Bechor, just like the father has the manas and Dini Mamanas to say who's the Bechor, he should be entitled Bishnaim Kach, so too, Namal Lime Ebony Zeb Ben Grushahu Ben Chalutzahu is believed to say that my son is a Mamza, my son is a Cholo, my son is a Goy. So that's the Gemara's kasha. How can Rabbi Yehuda say to the Goy? We always thought the Goy was a Ger. And he tells us the Geris was not valid because there was no, it wasn't done under the auspices of the Bezin. So he's never on himself. Shabi Hanav Sheikh Sura. He's not never on his children. So the Gemara asks, why not? But Rabbi Yehuda is the town who holds that the father has namonas on his children. These are his biological children. The father has namonas on the children. They say that they're halolim and mamzerim, so why doesn't he have the manas to say that they're going? That's the Gemara's kasha. Because Rabbi Yehuda says in the Brisa, Kishem Shenem Alayim Rabchor, just like his name and the Dinim Mamanas, so to his name and the Nisadahat. And so then is this, the Brisa is a Pella. The Bali Atesvis over here found this very surprising. Kachnem Alayim, the Tesvim Azal Kachnem Alayim, just like so too. Just like the father has the manas to say he's a pchor, he's entitled to get pishnayim of mamanis, so too the father has the manas to say that the child is a mamzer or the child is a cholo. So the problem is we have gemaris, it's a grad also gemara in Yerushalmis, that isurim imamoin aloy alfinam. They're different gemaris. They're different. There's a gemara in brachas on davchov. Then there's a Gemara when we started learning Yevamos 2 years ago. So we started from Perek Mitzvahs Chalitza. So Perek Mitzvahs Chalitza, the Gemara talks over there about Kitoisi Mechti Shura. So the Gemara says there, Isim Itum Aloy Alfinam. So we explain that there are three categories of Halacha. That's how they quote from the Vilna Gaon, that the Pasuk says in Chumash Dvarim, So the quote from the Vilna Gaon in Aderes Aliyah was written by the Talmid HaGra. You have dam le dam is isa veheta, whether the woman is mataris lebaila or asur lebaila. Bindin le din is din imamun, and binega le nega is tumma vetara. So these are the three areas of halacha. And in each area of halacha, all the dinim have to fit into a pattern. So you can learn that midin echad lachaveirum. But you can't learn out isa mitum aloy afinon, because tum avatar is one area, that's one mosaic, and dinim mamanis is another pattern in halacha. And isa mitum aloy afinon, and mamanim e yisur aloy afinon. The three different areas of halacha, each area, all the dinim fit into one part, but you can't learn out from one area to the other. They're not, it's not all the 613 dinim in the Torah, not all the 613 mitzvahs fit into one big system. There are three patterns, three. Isa the Heta, Tum the Tara, and Dini Mamanis. So that's what the Kasha Achrayim Rishayim, they all ask the Kasha. How can Rabbi Yehuda say Kishem, just like the father, just like the Torah says Yakir, the father has Namanis to say who the Bchor is to get Pishnayim, so too the father has Namanis to say the child is a Mamzer, a Cholo. How can you say that? Isurim Imamon Alay Afinah. To say that the child is a mamzer is isa behet, to say the child is a chor entitled to pishnayim, that's dinim. How can you learn that isa from dinim mamanis? So the rishonim have two. The Taisus has two different suggestions here. Ben Liomi Paris and the Yesh Mefarshim. The Taisus over here a big machloikas. So Ben Liomi Paris says like this: the Gemara said, we just gave the introduction before. The Gemara says, achas ahuva v'achas nuva. What was the Havamina? Why would I think that the firstborn should not be entitled to Pishnaim? Because the father didn't like the wife, so therefore the pro should be entitled to Pishnaim. Why not? The Gemara said, no, it means Snu b'nisu ero l'fnei amokain. Not that the husband didn't have shalom bayis with the wife. It's a forbidden marriage. So when the Torah says, et ha'pchor ben asnua yakir, yakir goes on b'chor, The father is believed to ascertain that he's entitled to Pidush Nayim, and the father is believed to say that he's a ben asnua. We don't know that it's a forbidden marriage. Father tells us, as a, he has nemanas of Yakir, that's what we call the nemanas of the father, despite the fact that he's a echad. He should have needed to wait, despite the fact that he's related, he's a current, he's less than eight echad, it's an eight echad puzzle. Nonetheless, he's neman. So he's neman on two things. He's neman on Bechora, for the mamanis, and he's neman on the ben asnua. He's neman to say that the mother was asuralo, and the child is a mamzer, the child is a cholo. We didn't know that without the father. So that's what Rabbeinu Eliyahu Mipariz says. The Tosfos says, v'chei mashma v'Yerushalmi, that's the makor of Rabbi Yehuda says. Not that Rabbi Yehuda makes a tzushtel on his own amamatzino, just like it says in the Chumash, Yakir, the father's neman on mamon, and so too, I'm making a tzushtel that the father's, not, I'm not making a tzushtel. He said, that's what it says in the Chumash. Yakir, the amamatzino, so the father goes on the b'chora, on the mamonis, and on the ben asnua, on the east of the hefter as well. And the Chachamim disagree. No, the pasuk only says, the father's neman on the b'chora. It doesn't say that he's neman on the east of the heter angle. And the Yesh Mefarshim in Taisus, the second Pshat in Taisus disagrees. The second Pshat in Taisus says, not true. No, even Rabbi Yehuda doesn't say that. He doesn't say in the Chumash that the father is named to say that this child is the Ben Asnua. The Machlekes Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan is a double Machlekes. The Rabbanan say that when it says in the Chumash Yakir, the father is believed to ascertain who is the Bechor to get Pishnayim, it's in a case, well, we don't know. The father is over 100 years old, and all the children are over 80. Everybody looks very old. And we can't tell who's older than whom. So the father is Neman. What if we've known for years that this child is older than the other? You know for years who's older than whom. There's a gap in between them. And then the father comes and he says, no, you're making a mistake. This one is older than him. The father is saying, "Can I get a chazok?" It was always muchzok that Reuven is older than Shimon. The father comes and says, "Can I get a chazok?" So the rabbanan say, "You don't have a pasuk to say that the father is naming can I get a chazok?" And Rabbi Yehuda says, "No. It says in the Chumash Yakir, the father is naming to say who is the bchor, even if it was huchzok la not so. So, but we always thought this one is the bchor." So the pasuk is telling us, the father says, the younger one is clearly 10 years younger. He's the bchor, because the older one is not my child. The older one is a mamzer. My wife must have been mizana with someone else. And the oldest one is not my child. It's a nashis ishis in, so he's a mamzer. So that's where Rabbi Yehuda got the idea from. There's a double machlekes, Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabban. Contra ben Eliyomi Paris, the machlekes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabban is, how many namonisim do you see in the Chumash, in the Parsha? Rabbanan say, Yakir goes on Bechora, it doesn't go on the Ben Asnua. We know on our own he's a Ben Asnua. We know he's a Mamzer or a Cholo. But not that the father is Neman. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no, the father has Nemanis on both, on the Bechor, on the Pishnaim aspect, and on the Ben Asnua. And the Yesh Meforshim say, no, the Chumash only says the father's Neman on the Bechora. But whereas the Rabbanan say, the Pasuk only gives the father Nemanis if you don't know one way or the other. But if we have been assuming for years that Reuven is much older than Shimon, and all of a sudden the father comes and he says, Keneged, what was Muchzot? So the Rabbanan say, you have no pasuk that the father is believed. Tafasta mua tafasta, tafasta merubalo tafasta. It's a chiddush that the father should be bagloiked at all, because it's in mamanis, you should normally require to aid him. The Torah says the father has namanis, even when it's not the other. It's the other we know on our own. Even when it's not the other, the Torah says he's naman. So that's all, but to say a bigger chiddush, to say that the father has namanis even keneged what was assumed to be all the years, that far you have no right to go. The faster mu'a, the faster mu'ruvala, the faster comes Rabbi Yehuda and he says, no. The simple mashmos of the pasuk is the father is even believed once keneged what was assumed to be. And if he says the one who's younger is the pchor, so where does that leave you? It means the older one is a mamzer. That's how Rabbi Yehuda figured out that the father's nemet to say b'nei zeh mamzer. And if he's nemet to say b'nei zeh mamzer, what the name is nemet to say b'nei zeh ben grusha b'chalutza? That's the machlekes Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan. Shaila, how do we paskin? How do we paskin? So normally, in any normal machlekes Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan, with your eyes closed, you would say, yochid v'rabim halacha k'rabim. But the Gemara says over here, the Gemara is going to have a machlokes between Rav Nachman by Yitzchok, that's on the first wide line, and Ravina on the second wide line. It's a machlokes within Rav Yudah. How do you understand it? So the Gemara says, the Hilchasa, the Gemara is going to say a few lines. The halacha is, the line begins, it's about 10 lines down in the wide lines. The line begins with the words, V'ilchasa kvasa Rav Nachman by Yitzchok. We pass like Rav Nachman by Yitzchok. What do you mean? We paskin. If you paskin like the Chachamim, if you say Yochad v'rabim alocha kirabim, so you don't paskin like Rav Yudah at all. So the father is not named to say anything about Yisrael. So what are you paskining like Rav Nachman by Yitzchok for? So from this Gemara, that's the bottom tesis. The bottom tesis of Hilchasa kvasa Rav Nachman by Yitzchok is a machlokes Ravina and Rav Nachman Yitzchok is within Rav Yudah. What exactly did Rav Yudah say? So from this Gemara, the Shiltas proves that it seems that the Halacha is like Rav Yudah. The Halacha is like Rav Yudah. And some Shem say not. And some Shem say, had a read pshat in the Braisa, Rav Nachman Yitzchok is right, but they didn't mean to say we're passing like Rav Yudah. We don't pass on Rav Yudah at all. Yachliv Rav Malacha Kirab. But we assume that Din is like Rav Yudah. Just the only thing is, Tosis quotes the Rabbeinu Tam Shita, the last Tosis, the bottom Tosis. The Lok Moshe Mepharash Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam says the only time the father is, we paskin half like Rav Yudah. The only time the father is Neman to say Bnei Zeh Mamzer is if he has two sons, and he says the youngest son is the Bchor is entitled to Pishnayim. How can the youngest son, the oldest son is twice as old as him. How can the youngest son be the Bchor? So he's implying the oldest son is not my child, it's a Mamzer. So if he says Bnei Zeh Mamzer, in order to give the Pishnayim the youngest son, that then we pass on like Rav Yudah that the father is believed in Issa the Heterosa. But if everybody knows who the Bchor is, everybody knows the Bchor is getting Pishnayim, and the father says, this child is a Cholo, or this child is a Mamzer, unrelated to the Pishnayim story, then the Rabbeinu Tam says, we wouldn't pass on like Rav Yudah. Rav Yudah seems to say that the father is always Naman to say, Beniza Mamzer, Beniza Cholo, whoever was assumed to be his child. He's never to say, he's not my child. He's a child as a mamza. I'm not the father of that child. It was assumed that he is. So he has the nemanis of the father because it was assumed that he's the father. And there have been a time to say, the only person like Rav Yudah halfway. Whenever he's declaring that the child is a mamza, derech hakoras b'chora, in order to give the pishnayim to the youngest child, then he's believed. Okay, so these are the different... So let's get back again to the kasha. What was the kasha again? The first Braisa quoted that Rav Yudah requires a bezin for Geirus, the same as Rabbi Yechanan. We had it the name Rabbi Yechanan before. Now they quote a Braisa in the town of Rav Yudah said that. And then Rav Yudah's story happened that a person was assumed to be a Geir for years and years and years. He comes one fine day to Rav Yudah. He says, I want you to know that in my conversion, there was no bezin present. So Shabbi Anab Shachaticha Gizir, like a woman shows up and she says, Eshesi Shani. So she shouldn't be believed because it's to ascertain that somebody is an Eshesish, is a Dov Shebiyev. A Dov Shebiyev, you need two kosher Eidim. So she's only an Eidechon and she's not even kosher. She's an Isha. So she shouldn't be believed. So that's a bin, Shavi Anav, Shechaticha Disura. Adam Neman Alatz, Meyesim in Eyush, is Neman. So here the Nochri comes to say that a person who we always thought this person is Jewish, we always learned with Tzar from Teraminion, we always gave him Aliyahs. And now someone's going to come and say, it's not true, he's really a goy. So just like to say someone is a mamzer, to say someone is a cholo, you need two eidim. So to say someone is a nochi, you should also need two eidim. So that's a din. Shavi anav shechatech disur. The person comes and says on himself, I am a nochri. Because when I converted, there wasn't a bezin supervising the conversion. So he's neman al atzma. But the Buddha said, yata neman lipsil as banechi. You're not but like benegeti children. So the Gemara asked the Kasha, how come he's not? But Rav Yudah Lishitasa holds the father is Neman on the children. He's Neman to say Bnei Zeh Mamzer. Not only Neman to say on the children who's the Bchor to get Pishnayim. The father is believed to say Bnei Zeh Mamzer, Bnei Zeh Cholo. So why does Rav Yudah say over here the son, the father is not believed to say that the children are Goyim? Rav Yudah thinks or that the child is a Mamzer. Either he holds Akam Habo Abbas Yisrael, the child is a goy, holds Akam Abba, so the blood is a mamzer, either one or the other. So why does Rav Yudah say the father is not believed? But Rav Yudah Lishitasai, He's the one that says Kishem Shnei Mavam, if he's a perfect Pishnam, Kach Nei Mavam, if he's a Ben Rusha Bechavutza. So the Gemara gives two answers in the Stira and Reb Yudah. So the first answer is Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, and the second answer is Ravina. So the first answer, Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, he says, that's if after the father says, you have a whole family, and the father says he has a whole bunch of children, he says, this child is a mom, this child is a cholam. Okay. But here, the man comes and he tells us, I'm not Jewish. So Shavya Nafsheh Chatech, and so we believe him that he's not Jewish. Then after he tells us he's not Jewish, then he tells us, and also, my children are not Jewish, and my children are Mamzer. Either Akam Habra Bas Yisrael, he holds like the Tana Reb Yudah, Reb Yudah holds like the Tana Reb Akiva, Akam Habra Bas Avlad Mamzer, or he holds that Vlad is a guy. Maybe he holds like the Shita, you need both parents to be Jewish, that the children should be Jewish. So when when is the din that the father is Neman, Loima Bnei Zamamza, if after he gives the Nemanis, it's going to be made that he's a Jewish person. So a Jewish person who was always assumed to be their father has Nemanis to say that the children are Chalom and Mamamzer. But here, he tells us that I'm not Jewish. He tells us my conversion was not valid. I converted without the benefit of a bezin. So the Debrecha Nachriyato, that's what he says. The first white line on the daf. The Dorecha, according to what you're telling me, of the Kachav Matov, and Enes Lo Kachav, the Nemanis of Yakir only applies if after he tells us the Nemanis, he's Jewish and he's the father of the children, then he has Nemanis. But over here, he's telling us that he's a Nachri. So Nachri doesn't have any Nemanis. That's what Nachma Yitzchok says. And Ravina gave a different answer. Ravina says, not that Rabbi Yudah asked, and then Huma quotes Tanik Avasi to Ravina. The Maishai was not Rabbi Yudah said, do you have children? You're Neman on yourself, you're not Neman on your children. No. He asked them, do you have married children? Do they have children? Do you have grandchildren? So Rabbi Yudah says, Rabbi Yudah's opinion was that the father's Neman to say, B'ni Zeh B'chor, indeed Imamunis is entitled to get Pishnai. And his name to say Beniza Mamza Beniza Cholo, but he's not Neman on grandchildren. So that's what the correct reading in the Brisa should be, like it said Tanya Namiyachi here, the fourth white line. Tanya Namiyachi says Beferish, like Ravina said, that the Maisa Shoya was the Rabbi Yudah asked this Nochri, do you already have grandchildren? So have grandchildren, and the father is not Neman on the grandchildren, and it can't be the father's Neman on the children that they're Goyim. Or their mom's Aram and the grandchildren is not their mom. So whenever they were grandchildren, he doesn't have their mom's and the grandchildren, doesn't have their mom's and the children either. That's how Ravina interprets. So the Gemara says, but the more correct shita is what Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak said. Even if he doesn't have grandchildren yet, Ravina says it's only if he has grandchildren, just like he's Aram and Neman on the grandchildren, so he's not Neman on the children either. You can't say, you can't split it, you can't say he has their mom's and his children that their mom's Aram, or the goyim, and he does not monos on the grandchildren. How can he have such a split sack? That's what Ravina said. Does he have grandchildren? And Nachman Yitzchak says, no, even if he doesn't yet have any grandchildren, if he just has children, the man is only Neman, Benizeh, Mamzer, if after he gives us the Nemanis, he's still Jewish. But if he's believed, Shavah and Abshech HaTichet, we saw that he's a Nachri, so Nachri doesn't have that monos, and he said that, Nachri doesn't have the monos. So that's what the Gemara says, Hilchas HaKlasei, Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. We pass on Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. So that's what Tosfos quotes from the Shultz, the bottom Tosfos. Hilchos HaKavas, Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak is on the assumption that the din is like Rav Yudah, that the father is Neman to say Benizeh Mamzeh. So does it apply only to children or even to grandchildren? And maybe over here it doesn't apply at all because the father is a Nochri, Lefi Dvarecha, Nochri Ato. That is the Gemara. And the Gemara quotes a long brisa. Tana Rabbanan. Tana Rabbanan. Ger Shabod is Gayer Bizmanazeh. Bizmanazeh means after the Churban by Sheni. This brisa was written. There are brises that were written, that were composed in the days of the Tanaim who lived as Manabais. This is a brisa that was composed after the Churban Abayis, and they killed so many Jews, and they tortured so many Jews right and left all over the world. There are pogroms all over. So Nochri comes, he wants to convert his manazeh, Armin Lo, so the Bezin has come to the Bezin. So the Bezin tells him, Maris and Shabbosel, his guy, why do you want to convert? Yata Yadea, don't you realize he saw his manazeh, the Vuyim, the suffering, the chufim, the pushing them around, schufim, the schlepping them, to rafim, yisurim ba'malein, it's almost anti-Semitism. What do you want to convert for? Don't you know you're just looking for trouble? Imam, if the Nochri responds and he says, Yateani, I know all about the anti-Semitism, then he could die, and I feel that he's humble, and he says, I'm not worthy, really, to join the Jewish people, but I'd like to. He wants to become a Jew out of humility. So Mekabim Osam, if he knows all about the anti-Semitism, we have to warn him in advance, we have to tell him what he's in for. And we also have to tell him that the Jews are not so sympathetic to converts, and there's going to be a problem getting a shidduch. Let's say sometimes you have a shocher comes to convert, and they're single. So we have to warn them in advance. The Jews are not sympathetic to shchor. You're going to have a lot of trouble looking for a shidduch, a boy or a girl. There's going to be a problem. So you have to warn them in advance. They shouldn't look for trouble. So mikavlo mosam miyad. And what do you do mikavlo mosam miyad? So all the dinim of geirus are learned out from Maimon HaSinai. So just like at Maimon HaSinai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu proclaimed the Aseres HaDibros, so to over here, Modimos, so we have to notify the Ger, Mitzvos Mitzvos Kalos and Mitzvos Mitzvos Chamuras. You have to tell them a sampling of the Mitzvos. You need Kabbalos al Mitzvos. If a Ger converts without Kabbalos al Mitzvos, Ikar Chosim and HaSefer, that's the main thing that's missing. So you have to tell them all the 613 Mitzvos. He'll probably never bump into the Mitzvah of Shiloh HaKan. Live to the age of 120, never going to come upon Shiloh HaKan. A lot of mitzvahs won't come up, but you have to give them a sampling of various mitzvahs, some easier and some more difficult. Well, Modim Moshe has to also warn him, the Gemara is going to explain why. Modim Moshe Avon Leka Chikra Peya. You have to tell him about Matnas Aniyim. What's going to ask, well, why specifically Matnas Aniyim? Gemara will explain. Modim Moshe Onsh Mishal Mitzvahs. You have to warn him. There's chadionish. It's not just a cute thing. You become Jewish. You're going to be held. You're going to be held responsible if you do an aveir. You're going to be punished. Omer lo. You tell them. Every day. Look here. Actually, boss of the midah zul calls man. You didn't convert. Achal techelu. You had to onish kars. It was mutter for a goy to eat chelu. No problem. Chilal to shabbos. You had to onish skila. You don't get the death penalty. Achshav. Now that you're going to convert, achal techelu onish kars. You're going to lose your elam abo. Kars. Die young. Karis Ligmar says, you die young. Chilat the Shabbos, you have to honor Skila. If you, Nochri is Mechal Shabbos, there's no punishment. There's no there, if I get Achshav, but now we have to convert. Achal the Chel of Anish Karis, Chilat the Shabbos, honor Skila. So you have to warn him. But you don't just give him a black picture. You tell him, on the other hand, also, okay, Shem Shem, but you might say, Anish Mishal Mitzvah, just like we tell him how serious the Dinim are, that there are punishments, Kach. We don't want to chase them away. We don't want to turn them away from converting. We say it's a very serious thing. If you can live up to all the mitzvahs, it's wonderful. Kach madimos amatn schora. We tell them what the great reward will be. That olam haba, we believe in olam haba. If it's tzaddikim, and if you observe all the mitzvahs, you go to olam haba. You have to tell them the truth. Chassidim also go to olam haba. You don't have to convert in order to go to Olam Haba. You keep Shem Mitzvahs Ben Enoch, and you'll get Olam Haba. It's easier that way. But we have to tell them, Kach Madim Moshe Matan Schorim. You don't want to push them away. We tell them, you get big word. We tell them, Have your day. We hope you realize, Shem Haba Enos Ele Letzadikim. And if you keep the Mitzvahs, then you go to Olam Haba. If you do Averis, it's going to be terrible. You're going to lose your Olam Haba. And maybe it's better to remain a Nachri. You tell them all the pros and the cons. You tell them all about anti-Semitism and so on, it's going to be hard to get a shidduch. You have to warn them about everything. And then you tell them, B'Yisrael b'zman hazeh, now that there's man ha-golus, after the churban b'yisheni, any mechadim lekabel, the Jewish people today can neither have A nor B. Lo rov tovo, the Rebbeinu Shlom doesn't want to make us too rich, to have too happy a life. Why? Rashi explained, why do we tell them that? Because if the Jews will be too rich and have everything will go their way, the Yetzer Hara will be Mechazer Achreihem. Shema Tasuach Daitam Aleihem V'yechtu. If everything goes well, they may be led to sin. So the Rebbeinu Shlom is not going to give us Rav Tov. However, Loi Rav Puron is either. He's not going to cause it to suffer too much. The Jews do suffer, but they're not going to suffer too much. The Jews always survive. All the years of the Golus, the Jews always survived. Some of the Achrayim say there's a Gemara in Makkos, the second parak is Ela Ein HaGolim. So the din is benasa lachasa ha'arim ha'el b'choy. A person that kills b'shogeg has to go to one of the six ha'arim miklot b'choy, and he will live there. So the Gemara understands b'choy, the ha'arim miklot have to be pleasant cities to live in. You have to have drugstores, you have to have museums, you have to have movie theaters, you have to have a library. Everything has to be nice, it has to be cozy. And if the person who killed b'shogeg who has to run to the ha'arim miklot happens to be a learned individual who enjoys listening to shiurim, so in the days of the Gemara, there was no such thing giving a shiur by Zoom or listening to tapes. So the Gemara has the dinners, Talmud Shagola, Magna the Rabbi Imo, the Rebbe has to go into Golas to provide a fresh shiur also. The Rebbe has, let's say, 30 Talmidim over here in the city, but he has this one Talmud is in the Ari Miklod. So the Gemara says he has to go once a week or twice a week or something to give a shiur for the Talmud is Ari Miklod. That's included in Vachoy. So that's what some of the Achrayim say. The Rebbeinu Shalom sent us into Golas. He chased us out of Eretz Yisrael at the time of Churban Bayis Sheni. So he had to go into Golas Hashchina. He had to go into Golas with us to keep us company, that it should be cozy. Yeah, this is, let's say, the one who kills the Shegik has to stay in the Ari Mikl until the Kain Godel dies. So up until the time the Kain Godel dies, so the Rebbe is Meshubit to come to visit the Ari Mikl to give a shiur for the Talmud to fulfill the requirement of Achoy. He should enjoy it there. Once the Kain Godel dies, so the Talmud can go back to regular city. And the Talmud likes it there. He likes an Ari Mikl. The Rebbe is not Mechoyed anymore to give Meshurim in the Ari Mikl. He doesn't have to live in the Ari Mikla. The Old Din B'choy no longer applies. So this time after 1948, that we can all return back to Eretz Israel. There's a Yiddish in Medina. So this time the Shechina is no longer going to be in Golas with them. The Shechina is in Golas. Calls man, he was Goyz a Golas on the Jewish people. But once the Golas ended, that's how they say from the Chazanish, when they established Medina Israel in 1948, they said, this is the end of the Golas, but it's not yet the Gehula. The end of the Golas, because all the Jews have the prayer if they want, they can, the Jewish Medina can come there, it's all becoming a citizen there. But it's not yet the Gula. The Gula means Binyan Beis Hamikdash, when you have Ashuas Hashchina. So that we don't have yet, but it's no longer a Golas. So the whole idea of Golas Hashchina, the Shchina is B'chiv to go into Golas, because B'chai, Tamar Shekola, Magmul of the Rabbeimah, Mestama only applies up until 1948. If in 1948, there's no longer Azan. So this long braisa is telling you how you deal. All the Batei Dinim deal like that. When a Nachri comes, so they ask him, are you interested in marrying a Jewish girl, a Jewish boy? Do you have some ulterior motive? What's motivating you to convert? L'chatchila, we spoke about it. L'chatchila, it's not proper to be mekabel a ger unless he's mekabel l'shem shamayim. What if you're mekabel a ger because he has an ulterior motive? He wants to get ahead in the Israeli society, he wants to get ahead in the Israeli army, he wants to marry a Jewish girl. So he wasn't motivated religiously to convert. So that was a machlokes ha'tanaim. We saw it before on Daf Chav Dalet, whether a ger who wasn't religiously motivated, is the ger is valid or not. Machlokes ha'tanaim. And the Gemara says, be paskan that the ger is valid b'di'evet. But a bona fide bezin shouldn't really be mekabel such a ger. It's not right to be mekabel such a ger. There's a strange Rambam. The Rambam, when the Rambam has all the dinam of Geras and Hilchas Yisuri Biya. Because in Hilchas Yisuri Biya, he says, we're not allowed to marry Amonim, Ayavi, Mitzri, Adoimi, and so on. And a Kohen is not allowed to marry Yushab, Zainab, Achalala, and no one is allowed to marry intermarry, to marry a Nachri. But if they convert, then there's no prohibition of intermarriage. You're allowed to marry them. So the Rambam has all the Hilchas Geras in the middle of Hilchas Yisuri Biya. So the Rambam says, if a person converted for some ulterior motive, for some, he wasn't religiously inspired to convert, but he's mekabel all mitzvahs, and he says he commits himself to observe the mitzvahs, and he does observe. So the geris is valid. So the geris is valid. So the Rambam paskens like the Gemara, the geris is valid. But he says, we wait to see how it's going to turn out. If it turns out later that everything seems okay, then it's good. What are you waiting to see? The Rambam quotes the Gemara. He converted for some other reason. He wasn't not religiously motivated to convert. Not that he went to school and he studied comparative religions and he came to the realization Jewish religion is the true religion. He wants to marry the Jewish girl. And she said, we believe in Torah and Hashanah. And Maimon HaSinai says, okay, he'll go along, he'll observe all the mitzvahs. But what motivated him initially, his initial motivation was not l'shem, not l'shem shemaim. So what is there? The Rambam says the Geiris is valid. Then he says, "Imamtinim and bodkim osa." You see, what are you bodkim osa? It's very unclear in the Rambam. What are you going to discover after a year or two? What are you going to discover? So the Minchas Aluza, the Minkacha, has a pshat in his tshuva, and Rav Soloveitchik learned that pshat. He didn't mention the Minchas Aluza. It says it, but he said the same pshat. He said there's a concept of a ger, and there's a concept of a ger tzedek. A ger tzedek means one who converted with the religious, the motivation, the impetus to convert was a religious motivation. True, if a person converts because he wants to marry a Jewish girl, he wants to get ahead in the army or some Israeli army, the geris is chal b'nieved if he keeps the mitzvahs. But that's not called a ger tzedek. So the special mitzvah of a haftamas hager, you have to go out of your way, bend over backwards to be kind to the gerim and always include them in everything. That's only if he's a ger tzedek. If he's just a plain ger, okay, he's Jewish, the same as every other Jew. After racha kamaycha. But he doesn't have the special mitzvah of a haftamas hager. That's what the Rambam says. If a nochri converted half-heartedly, but he keeps all the mitzvahs, so he's a ger. The geris is valid. He's a ger. But the question is, maybe he can grow into it. Maybe after he converts, he'll become more mislahev. He'll become more involved in shmiras mitzvahs, and then he will be religiously motivated lachar ha-maisa. So that's what the Rambam means to say. We'll see. After time, we'll see. Maybe he will develop to turn into a ger tzedek, and then we'll have to bend over backwards to do the haftamas ager. And if not, he'll remain Jewish anyway, but he'll be a ger. He won't be a ger tzedek. He'll be a ger, and they won't have just have the mitzvah of a racha kamaycha, but you won't have the special added mitzvah of a haftamas ager. So this is the nusach that you tell the gerim is manazeh. Are you sure you know what? You don't look for trouble. Maybe it's better you should remain a goy. Then it says on the top line, on Mem Zayin on the base, after this whole speech and everything, and everything, so you don't give him too hard a time. You don't chase him away. You just lay everything out in front of him. You tell him all the pros and cons. It's not so easy to be a Jew. The anti-Semitism, not so easy to keep the mitzvahs. It's a serious matter. Schar v'yoynish. You don't give him a hard time. Kibel, if he says nonetheless, he's going to think about it. Then he comes back a month later, he says he thought about it and decided he wants to go through with the conversion. So Molamos on the Yad, first we do the Brismila, and then after the Brismila heals, then you have him go to the Mikvah. That's what Tosfos says, the top Tosfos, and all the Rishonim say. You see from this Gemara that the Ger, when we learned the first off about Geris, the you have to have Mila and Tvila, so does it make a difference which one comes first? So L'chatchila, the proper Seder is first you do Mila and then you do Tvila. That's how it was on the occasion of Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Bris Mila was before they had Korban Pesach, and the Bris Mila that they had before Korban Pesach Mitzrayim, that was the Mila of L'shem Geirus. And then they had Tvila before Maimon Hasina. The married people, the single people, everybody was Tevil before Hasina. So first one is Mila and then Tvila. What if you do it in the wrong order? First, if you first do Tvila in the Mikveh and then you do Mila, will it be good for the Eved? So that's a big machlekes harishonim. So that's what the Tosfos here poses the kasha. Tosfos says, Mashma, the top Tosfos, would appear from the Gemara, Sha'amila Kodem Tvila. First you do the Mila and then Tvila. Kiri Omar, as the Gemara said on the previous daf, Enigirat Sheyamo, the Yitvo. Ager has to first go to have Mila, and then have to affect Tosfos with Tema. There's a Gemara later, Lekamon, Dafayim Ches, and Perik Ha'orel. The Gemara says if you have a non-Jewish woman is pregnant, Uberish and is Gaira, a non-Jewish woman is pregnant and she converts. So the din is Benoah, Ein Atzorach Tvila. The baby, when the baby will be born, the baby won't have to be Tovel in the Mikveh, because the tefillah of the mother is only for the mother and only for the baby. So the Gemara asks, why? Is it because we said there's a big machlokes hatanaim and a big machlokes the Rambam and the Raivid, the Ri and the Rabbi and the Tam had a paskin, but the Uber Yerachim, Uber Lab Yerachim. So if you all do Uber Yerachim, the Uber is Ke'eva Nevereho, so the mother is tevil in the mikveh, so all of her fingers were tevil in the mikveh, and the Uber is Eva Nevereho. So of course the Uber already had tefillin in it. But what do you do if you hold Uber? Lav yerechimai. It's a machlekes hatanoim and a machlekes harishonim had a paskin. So if the didin is Uber lav yerechimai, so you need a separate tefillah on the mother and a separate tefillah on the Uber. So how is the tefillah on the mother oila for the Uber? Isn't the mother's body a chatzitza? So the Gemara says, well, maybe it's ain't a makbid. The baby's happy where he is. The whole din of chatzitza is only if you have something, you have dirt or paint or something, or ink on the finger, on the body, or you have a nail polish or something, that the person is makbid, he wants to take off. Here the baby wants to stay inside the mother's body. So the Gemara says, maybe it shouldn't be considered a chatzitza because there's no kpeda. So the Gemara says, no, that din, that minatora, it's only chatzitza if it's rubo yamakbid. And with the rabbanim, even if it's a miuta makbid, whenever yamakbid, it has a din of a chatzitza. That's only if at least there's a little bias mime. But if it's kulai, the whole baby, there's no bias mime at all. None of the body of the fetus is touching the water. So even though it's in a makbid, it should still be a chatzitza. It should still be a chatzitza. So Gemara says, no, Haina Ravise, since this is the normal thing, that babies go inside the mother's womb, so that's not called a chatzitza. So that's a big question, what exactly does that mean? How far do you go with that answer? Whenever something is normal growth, so that's not called a chatzitza. So that's a discussion. But about Kopanim, the Gemara says, Mu berish and izgari b'no, eino tzarich tvila. B'no, it doesn't say bita. Eino tzarich, it doesn't say bita, eino tzarich tvila. Sounds like she had a baby boy, and the boy's going to need mila u'tvila to become Jewish. Because the fetus, when she converted, she was already pregnant a couple of months, so the fetus was a goy. So the mother was a goy, so she was tevil in the mikveh. The uber was also a goy, so the uber has to have mila and tefila if it's a boy. So, and it says the tefila of the mother is ola for the uber, and then after the baby is born, then you're going to need mila. So don't you see that you can have tefila prior to the mila, and it's good? So here Agamar indicates faket that you have to have first mila and then tefila. And that Gemara Daf Ayin Ches seems to say that if you do in the other order is also good. So the Ramban brought that right. The Rishonim all quote, the Ramban said, from that Gemara you see, it says, B'no eina tzorach tefila. It doesn't say bita, eina tzricha tefila. If it's bita, so all you need is tefila. That's all you need is the tefila. But it says b'no, so it sounds like, so one can interpret b'no means her child. And it really goes on a daughter, it doesn't go on a son. But this is like, the Rishonim say not so. Most of the Rishonim say b'no means even if it's a son, it doesn't need another tefila. Aye, but the mila is going to be following the tefila. So Tosfos says, "V'emari d'shani hasam dakate lochazi lemila." What does that mean? So there are two ways to read the Tosfos. So the Ra'or was a Talmud of the Ramban. You look in the Ran on the Rif. He quotes the whole story. So the Ra'or disagreed with his Rebbe, with the Ramban. He said, no, if you do it out of order, if you first do the tefillah, then you do the mila, you have to repeat the tefillah later on. It has to be done in order. Aye, but it says, in that case, b'no ein tzarich tefillah. So he says, no, when the baby is born, right now, when we're megaya the baby, is dino kinekeva, because it's impossible to do mila on him. Let's say you have a nachri, a male nachri wants to convert, and it was nichras hagid, they cut off his gid, so he can't do mila, so he can't convert. No, so this is quotes from the Bahag. If it's nichras hagid, it's dina kinekev, and he can convert with tefila alone. So here, where the baby is an uber, it's a fetus, and right now it's impossible to do mila, so you don't need mila. That's one way to read Tosfos. You don't need mila at all, and it becomes a ger with tvila alone. I'm going to read the shiny awesome akati lochazi lemila. Therefore, you don't need mila, so it becomes a ger with the tvila alone. And others understand differently. Others say over this Tosfos differently. No, normally you should do the seder properly. First, do the mila, then do the tvila. And if it's impossible, then you got no choice. And then in a shas abchak like this, we would permit you to do the tefila first and then to do the mila later. The question is, when the baby is, according to the Ra'or, when the baby is born, you're going to do the mila, the baby is Jewish already. The baby was Jewish before he was born. And the bris is going to be a mila shal mitzvah. It's not going to be a mila shal gerus. going to the other way of reading the Tosfos. No, the Ramban holds that it's going to be a meal of Geirus, not going to be a meal of Shal Mitzvah. A meal of Geirus is not Decha Shabbos. A meal of Mitzvah, if it's meal of Bismana, if it's on the Yom HaShmini, so then the meal is Decha Shabbos. Meal of Geirus is not Decha Shabbos, and that's a Shabbos. According to the Ramban, the meal that you'll have after the baby is born will be a meal of Shal Mitzvah, Shal Geirus. So it won't be Decha Shabbos. According to the Ra'or, the baby becomes a Geir with Tvila alone. It's like Nichras Hagid. You don't need the meal to make him a Geir. See, here also, you don't need. The meal will be a meal of Shal Mitzvah. It will be Decha. That's a big shot. How do we pass on Halacha? So we mentioned already. The Shach writes in Yeridei that we treat it like a Sveikah Adina. So if the person first had Tvila and then Mila, we would require that she repeat the Tvila Vali Bracha. Usually the Ger has Mila, and then when he's Tovel in the Mikveh, so before, usually you say Bracha Ovel Asiyos, before you're about to perform a mitzvah. Before the Ger is about to be Tovel in the Mikveh, he can't say Bracha. It's not Jewish yet. So the Milashan HaGemara is Tabal B'Yala after the Ger comes out from the Mikveh. Now he's Jewish already, because he already had the Mila 2 weeks ago. And then he goes to the Mikveh today, so Tabal B'Yala, when he comes out, he's Mevarach, he says the Bracha, Asher Kedishanu B'Mitzvah Yisrael B'Tzivanu Ala Tvila. Yeah. So we had a story like that in the Yeshiva. Rabbi Fulda had a Talmud. Mm-hmm. Was a ger, and he wanted Rabbi Fulda to be in the Sadi Kedushin at his wedding. So he had the presence of mind to ask him exactly. He had already first been converted by, I think, Reform somewhere in Europe, and then he decided that Reform is a fake, and he wanted to convert with an Orthodox Bez. So he went to an Orthodox Bez in Honolulu, I think the story was, and then Rabbi Fulda asked exactly how would they megayu. So he says first they would table him in the ocean. In the Pacific Ocean, and then they did the meal on him. So they said, "Give out." That's a machlokes harishayim, whether it's good even b'di'evit. So then, you have to repeat the tefillah b'li bracha again. Usually, the ger after he comes out of the mikveh says a bracha. Here, it's a sfeika d'dina, whether he need the tefillah because he already had tefillah before the meal. So he converted the third time, the week before he got married. He converted by the third time he had the tefillah b'li bracha. Yeah. So why should it be an assistance? Why should it be Makir B'di'evit? Why should it make a difference of which one you did first? You learn out from Maimon HaSinai that first was Mila and Eretz Mitzrayim and then was Tefillah. So that's L'chatchila. Why should some Rishonim insist that it's even Makir B'di'evit? The Ra'or insists that it's even Makir B'di'evit. So the Avnei Nezer has a beautiful explanation. He says, let's say I want to be Makne. A man gives a get to his wife, and he says, "Hariyat Megoresh is Mimani." As of next Rosh Chodesh comes, next Rosh Chodesh, the get has already been destroyed. She doesn't have it anymore. So if he said, "Hariyat Megoresh is Mimani," may Achshav, if it rains before Rosh Chodesh, and it rained, and it turns out the blood was on my friend, the get was Chamay Achshav, so the get was there. She's holding on to the get now, so it's chal. But if he says Hare Megoresh is Mimeni Lachal Lamed Yom, the get should be chal at a later date. He says if and when it rains on Rosh Chodesh, you should be Megoresh. So on the day that it's supposed to be chal, the get is gone already. The get was destroyed, or she lost it. Ovad or Nisraf. Then the Gemara says Kol Sukinyon. So the Kinyon is not chal. So that's what the Avnei Nezer says. If a ger is tovel in the mikveh first. So the tefillah and the mikveh didn't accomplish any change at all on him. Has no effect. Let's say a woman has to go to mikveh on Friday night, and she lives far away from the mikveh. So why do you tell her she has to go Matzoi Shabbos? Why is there a problem? Let her go on Thursday night. She won't be with her husband until Friday night. That doesn't help. You can't have a tefillah and a mikveh lachalam at home. I can't go to mikveh tonight, and the mikveh should be chal. The effect of the mikveh should take effect as of Friday night. The effect of the mikveh has to be right now. You can't have a delayed effect. If you give a shtar, you can be mekadosh anisha b'shtar lachal amad yom. You can give a get lachal amad yom. You can be kind of, let's say, I want to be makne karka to you. So you make a kinyan chazoka now, and I want you to be kind of as of July 1st. It's called Sikinyon. By the time it comes July 1st, the Kinyon evaporated into thin air. I'm going to be makne something to you b'hakbo or b'mishicha. So you make hakbo mishicha, then you put it back in my backyard because it's only going to belong to you as of July 1st. When it comes July 1st, the hakbo and the mishicha disappeared. So it's not valid. If I'm a kaddish anisha b'kesef, that's different, the Gemara says. I'm a kaddish anisha b'kesef, and I say, harem b'kadash esli, the condition should be chal July 1st. So when it comes July 1st, even if she spent all the money already, let's say I was makadisha with I give her a whole cake, and the cake is worth a shavuot put, and she ate up the whole cake before July 1st. I said, I am Kodesh Asli as of July 1st. So the Gemara says, she is Kodesh Asli. Why? You don't call Kesed, it's never called Sekinyon, right? So the Rishonim explain why, because if the Kiddushin falls through for some reason or another, it's not Chal, she has to reimburse him the amount of money that the cake was worth. So it's considered as if the Kesef is still here. It's not called Kosigyan. You don't say that the Kesef disappeared. Consider it as if the Kesef is still around. So that's what the Avnei Nezer says. If you had first Tvila and then Mila, so the Tvila, nothing was affected. So the Tvila will only have an effect if and when the Ger will have the Mila later. So there's no such thing as a Tvila Lachalamed Yom. When it comes a day or two later, when the person's going to have the Bris Mila, so the tefillah, he already went into the mikveh a day ago. So it didn't have an effect. But the reverse direction, if first you do the milah, then you do the tefillah. So what effect did the milah have? So that's a gemara in Ha'orah. And that fine on the basis. The gemara says, kol ha'nochrim, kol ha'goyim ha'relim. It's a pasuk in Novi. I think it's in Yecheskel. A nochri, even if he had a circumcision, al pidin is called an oral. Unless he had a milah, l'shem geiras, then he's not called an Aron. He's still not Jewish, but he's not called an Aron. Since he had Mila, the Shem Geris, so the Mila has an effect right away. So if you first do Mila, and then you do Tvila, so there's no problem of Kol Sekinyanai. The Mila had an effect, taketh Miyad. The Nochri is no longer called an Aron. He's called a Mahul. And then when he has the Tvila, it has an effect that makes him into a Yisrael Gomer. That is the Geris. But if you first have the Tvila, then the Mila. So the Tvila B'Shatit didn't affect anything at all. So what tefillah in a mikvah is going to have a postponed, it's going to have a delayed effect. The tefillah will be chal a month later, a week later. There's no such thing. That's what we call kol sekinyan. That's the Avnei Nezer Hesber, why some rishonim hold that it's me'akev b'diyeved.
What does that mean if he's an oral or not?
You can't be megayra in oral. He can't be megayra in oral. It's not that you need...
He can't eat
Korban Pesach because he's called Benecha LeYochabah, because he's not Jewish, right? But he's not called an Oral anymore. That's what the Gemara says. He's not called an Oral anymore. What's an Afkamina LaHalacha? Good question. I don't know. But that's what the Gemara said. The first daf in Oral on Amid Beis. I am Amid Beis. That if a Nochri has a Mila L'Shem Geirus, he's no longer called an Aron. He's an Ochri, he's a Benecha, but he's no longer called an Aron.
Yeah. One other question. Before you said about Modino, so Matins Choron?
Yeah.
Isn't that a bad education? Alti Yukav Bonim HaMashem Sarava Manasseh Kabul Pras?
No, we say that not that Judaism is a terrible thing, but that Judaism is a wonderful thing. We stand to gain Olam Haba, something marvelous, but it's a risk. We have to tell him the pros and the cons of conversion. We just want to let him know what he's in for. We're not telling him they should do the mitzvahs in order to get schar. We just don't want to knock Judaism. We want to say what a wonderful religion we have, but it's a difficult religion, not so easy. So we want to be honest with him. Yeah. So that's what the price is.
The Avnei Nezer's Hesber sounds very good. So what about the other Rishonim? I mean, why should it even be good with the Eved, according to them?
Because the other Rishonim hold, what's the difference? Which one came first, which one came second? We do first the Mila, then the Tvila, because that's the way it was by Yetzias Mitzrayim and Maimon HaSina. First was Mila before Korban Pesach, and then the Tvila was right before Shavuos, 7 weeks later. But to say to the Eved, it's no good, whichever one came first, it's going to be a problem of kol sekinyan, whether the mila came first or the tefila came first. You need both mila and the tefila to make them into a ger. So if you have the first one, you didn't have the second one. But that's the procedure. So the Avnei Nezer says, but it's not the same. If you have the mila first, it has an effect already. If you have the tefila first, it has no effect whatsoever. So that should be kol sekinyan. The other Rishonim say, no. What's it? So find it, like the other, like Rabbi Wells said, find that Mila was Chal, so he's not called a Norbal, and Manav Kaminin. The dinim don't change for him, so he's not a Norbal, but he's still not Jewish. So you see that the Maisa Geris consists of two parts. You need the Mila and the Tefila. Whichever one comes first, he's still a Goy Gomer. We don't say that he's half Jewish and half Goy. Still a Goy Gomer until he has both the Mila and the Tefila. So since whatever's going to come first is not going to create the Chalais yet, so there's no problem, of course. You know, that's what the other. Yeah. So that's what the Gemara has this long bryson. If he accepts, he says, I thought everything over and I wanted to become Jewish and I realized the seriousness and so on. So Mala Mosa Miyad, fine. Mala Mosa Miyad, and then you do the Tefillah later. When you do the Bris Milah, you have to make sure. Just like when you do a bris milah on a Jewish baby boy, milah shel mitzvah, this is a milah shel gerus, same thing. Shtayer boy tzitzin, I'm after this on milah. Tzitzin means if you didn't, the mother didn't do a good job, and there are strips of skin that were left still covering up the eva ha'orlo. So there are tzitzin, I'm after this on milah, tzitzin, shame after this on milah. The din is all you have to cut off is basa chaytas roivo atara. That's a question. What is the definition of atara? The Eva HaZachar, so which part is the Atar? So the B'Shayseif and Yerudei Hilchas Mila quote Matzasi Kasuv. He saw in some safe, he doesn't identify who it is. Matzasi Kasuv Mem Chav, that the Atar is the Chut HaMakif. And other Mishayim say, no, the Atar is the whole tip of the Aver. The whole tip of the Aver. So if he say the whole tip of the Aver, the whole last, whatever, 3/4 of an inch, is the Atara, it's a Basa Chaita. So let's say you have, the mother didn't cut off all of the skin, and part of the Atara is still covered, but the right Atara is Megula. So good. But it's only Ma'akib if it's Basa Chaita, right Atara. It's only covering near the Atara, it's not a problem. But if you hold that the Atara, there are two kinds of a crown. There are two kinds of a crown. There's a crown that's circular. Sometimes you wear a crown like this. Sometimes wear a crown that's only half a crown, like this. So a lot of Rishayim, the Pashim Shat Atar, the whole tip of the Eva HaZachrus, is called the Atar. So even if you have a little bit of skin left, covering the Chut HaMakif around and around, but Ruba de Ruba can have 80% of the tip of Eva is Gula, and the Chut HaMakif will all be Mechusa. So according to the Matzasi Kosev in the Reis Yosef, that's the whole Atara. The Chut HaMakif is the Atara. So if the whole thing is covered up, so the person is completely an oral. So that's a big chumrah. That's a big chumrah. They say that the Minkacher was a model. So sometimes if we'd go to Mikveh, there would be other people there. He would see that they would be our Elim, that the model didn't do a good job. So he would get him right away, and he would insist, you have to do a Bismillah. Because really, in Shulchan Aruch, they recommend you should be choshish for that shitas hamatasi kosuv at the basis we called it, that the chut hamakif. For Rashi, it sounds like that. Rashi sounds. What does Rashi write? Tzitzin chatichas basar shelo nifras hamila ki hilchas matimos. No. Where's the Rashi? Maybe it's later. I had the impression that Rashi says the Chut HaMakif. Take a look. We'll have to take a look. Okay. So let's see. So it says in the Shtar about Tzitzin, when they did the Bris Milah on a Ger, if there were Tzitzin Rachnas HaMilah, Chorzah Malam Oso Shenit, you have to repeat the Bris Milah over again. Once this rabbi, once the surgery is successful, you don't take him to the mikveh before it heals. It can complicate the matters. He can get an infection. So this rabbi, once the mila heals, then might be lamasa miyad. Then you take him to the mikra where you shouldn't drag it out. You shouldn't take too long. The Gemara is going to say that it's a mitzvah to be mekabel gerim, and shuhi mitzvah lo mashinah. It's not right to postpone fulfilling a mitzvah. You should do the mitzvah the earliest available opportunity. What exactly is, where is there a mitzvah in Chumash to be mekabel gerim? So some Rishonim say, v'haftem esager. Some Rishonim say, haftem esager. Haftem esager means after he already converted, then haftem esager. Then it's up to be mekabel gerim as the mitzvah. He's not yet a ger. Who says if that's included? The other Rishonim disagreed. It's not a haftem esager. So what mitzvah is it? There's an interesting writer in the Balei HaNefesh. The writer who wrote the Hasad is on the Rambam, the Harusa with the Balei Mor. So the Ravid has a sagas on the Balei Mor, and the Balei Mor has a sagas on what the Ravid wrote. Each one wrote a sagas on the other one's sefer. So the Ravid wrote this sefer, all the laws of Taras HaMishpacha, and Tvila and Mikveh. And once he's talking about Tvila and Mikveh, he talks about Tvila of a Ger also. And you have a sagas of the Balei Mor printed on it. So the Ravid writes, if a Ger is Tvila in the Mikveh, if a Ger who's an adult and he's converting, so the Gemara says, "Tov al viola." When the ger comes out of the mikveh, he should cover up his erva, and he should take the bracha shekinishan v'zosu v'tzivano ala tvila. What if it's a ger katan? What if it's a little infant, and one is adopting an infant and then the gairit? So what bracha do you say? So the infant is just a week old, a day old. The infant's not going to say a bracha. So the rabbi writes a chiddush. Not everybody agrees. The rabbi writes a chiddush. That the bezin should say the bracha. He should say the bracha asher kedushan b'mitzvahs of tzivano ala tvila. The question is, do you say the bracha? Maybe you should say the bracha over asviyasam. The only reason why the ger says the bracha tovol viola, after the ger comes out of the mikveh, says the bracha, because the Gemara says he can't say the bracha before, he's not Jewish yet. So he can't say the bracha over asviyasam. Until he's tovol and the mikveh, he's not Jewish. So it's not true kedushan b'mitzvahs of tzivano. But if the bezin is being the guy the ger katan, so they can say the bracha over lasiyasam. I think that's what the rabbi writes. If it's a ger gadol, that the ger says the bracha after he comes out of the mikveh. The ger katan, so bezin says the bracha, so they should say the bracha before they're about to be matvah leger. Then the rabbi asks, well, what kind of mitzvah is there for bezin to be mekabel gerim? That they're saying a bracha ala tima. So he quotes the agadate that Rashi quotes in his commentary on Chumash, that lech lecha miyartzucha me'eladetucho, so when Avraham Avinu moved to Eretz Yisrael, he went as a nefesh asheros b'chora. So Pasha Pshat means that he took with him all of the servants. He had bought avodim and shvachas, so he brought all of his property with him, with the avodim and shvachas. So Rashi quotes from the Medrash, a nefesh asheros b'chora doesn't really refer to avodim and shvachas, it refers to the gerim. Avram is Megayeres or Anoshim, Mizor is Megayeres as Anoshim, and they brought with them all of the Gerim who converted to monotheism at that time. And Nefesh Asher also Bechorah. So then the Rabbi quotes, that's all Rashi quotes on him. Then the Rabbi quotes a little more from the Medrash. How come you use the verb, Anefesh Asher also Bechorah? Why don't you say Anefesh Asher Giru Bechorah? So he says, if all of the scientists and the whole wide world get together, they can't even create a little ant. They can't create any balchai. But here, if you megayer a person, if a bezdan is megayer, Avram is megayer as anashim, the sword megayer as anashim, it's considered as if you created a new person. A briyah hadashim, a nefesh asheras b'chorim. And that's the mitzvah. You want to know, why should the bezdan say bracha, shekadishonah b'mitzvah yisrael b'tzivonah ala tfilah? What mitzvah is there for bezin to be mekabel gerim? So after the Rishonim said, haftem esager. So apparently the writer doesn't like that haftem esager. He's not yet, he didn't convert yet. After he'll convert, then there's a mitzvah of haftem esager. Should go out of your way and be mekarev. But who says there's a mitzvah to be mekabel gerim? So he said, the mitzvah is to be created, just like the Ribbono Shel Olam created the whole world, yesh me'ayin. So the bezin is mekabel gerim, they're fulfilling the mitzvah. The writer doesn't explain what he means. That's all he writes. He says, the mitzvah asher asher b'chorah. And even if all the world scientists gather together, they can't create a barrier a tiny little barrier here to creating a human being. That's the mitzvah. So what's the mitzvah? Maybe it means Malachi Bedrachov. I don't know, it's very unclear. Others say there was a Siddush Rebbe who's known as the Bnei Yisoschar. So the Bnei Yisoschar wrote a sefer that's called Derech Pikudecho. It's like along the lines of the Menachas Chinuch. He was before the Menachas Chinuch. The Menachas Chinuch was just 100 years ago, a little over 100 years ago. So the Bnei Yisoschar was earlier a Siddush Rebbe. He has on every mitzvah, it only goes to the middle of Mishpatim, 50s on that mitzvahs. On every mitzvah, he gives you a little bit machshav dibur ma'isa. So he gives you some of the details of the halacha. Then he gives you a little bit chidush Torah, either his own or he quotes from other svarim. And then he gives you tameh mitzvah, alpi chasidus, alpi nigla, alpi nistar, kabbalah, whatever. It's a nice little statement. The Mishnah Berurah quotes it in one place. Derech Pikudecha. So the Derech Pikudecha under the mitzvah mila discusses mila for a ger. So he says, when you have a ger katan, he thinks that no one should say any bracha. He doesn't quote this raivin. He wasn't aware of the raivin. But he thinks that the bezin should not say a bracha. Why? Because we pass an igdil yichorim limchais. When you megayra an infant, a goyish infant, to make him Jewish, the Gemara sounds like it says that it's based on the principle of zochem liyodim shalad b'fanam. So whenever you're doing an act of zochem liyodim shalad b'fanam on behalf of someone else, when you notify the person, if you did him a favor, he has a prayer to turn it down and say, no, thank you, I don't want it. Let's say, I want to give a matana to someone who's not here. So I give the matana to someone who is here, they should pick it up and be kind of a pliny. Pliny finds out that he picked up a gift for me that's worth $1,000. So his instinctive reaction is, he doesn't want to be mishubit to Shechter. So he says, I don't want the gift. So if he turns it down, if it's tavech, metchila v'atzof, his instinctive reaction right away is, I don't want the gift. He's probably going to be raised by religious parents, and he's going to send them to yeshiva. So he's probably going to want to remain observant. He probably want to remain Jewish. But when it becomes by mitzvah, strictly speaking, you don't have to. Rav Moshe writes, you don't even have to tell him that you converted him. You don't even have to tell him that you adopted him, that you converted him. But it's a good idea, Rav Moshe said, because it happens sometimes. People were having a midlife crisis about whatever. They were married and having children. And in the middle of everything, they find out that they were adopted and they were converted. And it throws them off guard and they're all satum, but they don't know whether they're coming or going. So Rav Moshe recommends that it's not a smart thing not to notify the child that he was adopted and not to notify him that he was converted. The best is he should know from the very outset. So that's what they usually do tell the child. He was adopted, he was converted. And then at the age of 13, if he wants to turn it down, he has the prayer to turn it down. He has the right to say, I don't want it. So the Derech Pikudecha writes in his sefer, how can the Bezdin say a bracha on the gerus of the ger katan? He always has the right to turn it down. So he can undo the whole gerus. It's not just mikana lahabah, he'll be on the ochri. It'll be a glory Muslim of my friend. The whole Geras was never Chala in the first place. So it's a Sufik Bracha Levatoma. Sufik Bracha Levatoma. So it's a fellow, how does the writer say that you said Bracha? So that's probably the writer of Lushitasa. There's a Sufik Bracha Al Aramam about Sufik Bracha. So the writer holds that Sufik Bracha's Lachil is not a new halacha. It's the old din of Sveika the Rabbanon Lekula. Bracha's Lechaz HaMitzvah Rami the Rabbanon. Whenever there's any suffering the Rabbanon, so you go to the Kula, so you don't say bracha. But over here, the likelihood is, the Rajbo shows like that in the Gemara, the likelihood is, who's converting him? Orthodox parents, and they're going to give him an Orthodox education, they're going to raise him as a Shem HaMitzvahs. So they probably going to want to remain Jewish. So the Rabbi Lishitasa holds that the whole din of suffering bracha's lakal is just because suffering the Rabbanon the Kula. It was not a suffering the Rabbanon. The Rabbi is that it's going to turn out that it is a good Geras. And we pass on like the Rambam that Sofik Bracha's Lachal is much more inclusive than Sveika the Rabban Lekula. There's any slight Sofik called the Hu, you already say Sofik Bracha's Lachal. So that's why many of the Bodhidinim today will not recite a Bracha. When you have a Ger Katan, they will not recite a Bracha because it may turn out by the time the child becomes Bar Mitzvah, he may decide he doesn't want to be Jewish. So Nachamal. So the Gemara has here. The Gemara is talking about the Geiris process here on the fifth line. Shnei Talmidei Chachamim Amdu Baal Gadbolt. You have two Talmidei Chachamim. The Gemara is going to say that it's a misprint. It should say Shloshei Talmidei Chachamim. Because Rabbi Yechon says Yotzer Shloshei, not Shai. So the Gemara is going to say Rabbi Yechon told the one who recited the Braisa, you should correct the text instead of Shnei. You should say Shloshei Talmidei Chachamim. Yeah, so what does it say? Shnei Talmidei Chachamim Amdu Baal Gadbolt. He's there next to him. It's a man who's being tovo. Well, the most mitzvahs, mitzvahs galah, mitzvahs mitzchamos. He's standing in the club to his neck in water. So then they say, do you reject the Trinity? Do you believe in Torah Min Hashemayim? Do you believe in Torah Shabbat Peh? Do you commit to South Canary Orthodox Jew to observe Torah Hamishpacha? To give your children a Torah education and so on. They do. They don't stand there for an hour. They don't run through all the 613 mitzvahs. Well, the most. So what does it say? Motimos and mitzvahs, mitzvahs, kalas, mitzvahs, mitzvahs, they run through some of the mitzvahs. Once the gear goes, he already had the mila 2 weeks ago. Now he goes to the mitzvah, Tavo Viola comes out of the mitzvah, Arek, he's 100% the Jewish person. What if it's a woman who's being Tavo in the mitzvah? So, Noshim HaShiva Sosa B'man, you have women take care of a mitzvah lady. HaShiva Sosa B'man, make sure she doesn't have any chatzitzes, at Savora. She's the same as before. The man is up until the neck in the water. And then you have Shnei Tamir Chachamim here. It's also in the sprint. You should say, Abeznam Shlosha Tamir Chachamim Demnam Mi Bachutz. You should stand outside. That was a big machlekes. That was a guy in Grossnas. He used to be in London. He wrote a whole shuvah about this. And he sent it to Rav Moshe. Moshe was masking. He showed that there's a big machlekes in Rishonim and Halach Lamaisa over the generations when you have a woman who's tefal. So do you need, the bezin has to see the woman in a mikvah? So the woman is in a bathrobe, so you don't see her body. She's all covered up, but it's a loose bathrobe, so it's not a chatzitza. So do you have, the bezin has to see the woman tovel under the water, or the bezin can be across the street. The bezin could be in a different room and rely on the mikvah lady. Is it just that the gerus should be done under the auspices of the bezin, or actually the bezin has to see? So Dain Grossnitz wrote that it's machlokes harishayim is fake the dina, and one should be machas. So Rav Moshe thanked him for his tshuva. Rav Moshe received it. He thanks him and he says he agrees with him. He didn't know his name. He thought his name was Grossnam. So he has a mistake. Yes, a mem so fits, but his name is Grossnam. He passed away a long time ago. Basically around 30, 40 years ago. So the Braiser says Shnei Tamir Ha'undelom Mibachutz. That's a question. What do you mean Mibachutz? And they can't see into the mikveh room. Oh no, you keep the door open a little bit. And the woman is tied on a such way, her body is covered, but the bezin can see her head, and they see her head go under the water. That's how most of the batidinim are makbed on that now, that the bezin should see. And the same thing, modimos and mitzvahs, kalas, mitzvahs, bet chamures, fine. And they notify the woman about the shmiras and mitzvahs. Echad ger, the echad abed meshuchra. The same thing applies to a ger. A ger has to be tovel in a mikveh, and when I have an abed knaini is only chayv and mitzvahs keisha. So it has a partial kedushas yisra. When the odin is meshachra the abed knaini, then he is going to gain the full kedushas yisra. So the Gemara says he needs a tefillah shniyah. There's a big machlekes, Rav Chaim Soloveitchik, going to say for shows. He seems to be a big fundamental machlokes, the Rambam and the Bali HaTosfos. We don't have this Tosfos. Ran on the Rif quotes the Tosfos. Tosfos' opinion is that the Tefillah Shniya when the Ger is Mishtachrer is only mid the Rabbanon. Tosfos of the opinion that a Nebuchadnezzar has a full Kedushas Yisrael, except that he has an exemption from Mitzvahs Kozman that he's a Nebuchadnezzar. Once the Ordin is Mishachrer him, so automatically, he's chayvin all the mitzvahs. He doesn't have to have a second tefillah. Doesn't have to complete the geris. The geris was completed originally. And the Rambam disagrees. The Rambam holds that the Kenaini has only a partial kedushas Yisrael. So Leitchik always used to say, like the Rambam, that we learn if there is shava lola meisha, that an isha is not mukhi the mitzvah says the shazman grama. Eved Kenaini is also not mukhi the mitzvah says the shazman grama. But he said it's not the same. We paskan like the Rabbi Netam. If a woman wants to volunteer to shake a lulav or to listen to Tkir Shofar, so we Ashkenazim follow the Rabbi Netam that she says a bracha. She kibshana b'mitzvah yisav tzivano Is that true? It is true. She has the full Kedushas Yisrael like the men. When the Rabbanu Shalom said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Kosama Labes Yaakov, Isagi Lubanei Yisrael, the Yaakov is the women, Kosama Lubanei Yisrael is the men, Atem Tiulim, Amlechas Kain, and the Goy Kadosh, Moshe writes, the same level of Kedusha, the men and the women is the same. So the woman says, honestly, Ashi Kedushanu B'mitzvah Yisrael, and Kedushas Yisrael means mitzvahs, mitzivanu, on the Tila Salul, except that the women, if they don't want it, they don't have to be Mekayimim. But he said in Ebed Kanaini, if you would hold like, see, Taisus held that Ebed Kanaini is the same as Isha. So if Ebed Kanaini wants to shake a little, we can also say a bracha. Because Ebed Kanaini has a full Kedushas Yisrael, just like the Isha has the full Kedushas Yisrael. But Rav Soloveitchik said, if you would hold like the Rambam, that Ebed Kanaini doesn't have a full Kedushas Yisrael, so when you get to Lula, the Ebed Kanaini is like a Nochri. So let's say the Nochri wants to volunteer at an 8 and 2 years, he wants to volunteer to shake a lulav. He can't say a bracha shekedushan, the mitzvah yisav, the tzivon, the tzivos lulav is not true. So according to the Rambam, Ebed Kanaini wouldn't be able to say the bracha either. He always used to say like that. Lola me'isha doesn't mean a full, it's not a full equation. The both part of mitzvah says hashazman rama, but it's not the same. The woman has a full kedushas Yisrael, but she has, if she doesn't want to, she doesn't have to do the mitzvah. But if she volunteers to shake the lulav, she can say a bracha. But Ebed Kanaini, according to the Rambam, doesn't have a full kedushas Yisrael. They can get to other things also. Okay, well, maybe we'll leave off here. Next week we'll continue with the topic of Geirus. In this week's Sedra, Parshas Nasai, we hope some people will be able to go to Shul. So we have the Parsha Soita. So the Torah has an expression of the nitma, the word v'nitma appears 3 times. The Gemara on the first half in Soita quotes that. The Gemara explains, what's the v'nitma? So if an eshes ish is zinsam, if a woman is mezanet achas baila, so v'nitma the first time means she's asur l'baal. You're not allowed to live with a husband. The second v'nitma means a husband has a divorce, right? She's not allowed to marry the boil. The nitma the boil. She's asur the boil. And the third nitma means, let's say she's married to a kohen now. Or let's say the husband divorces, so she was a bas kohen. So she goes back to her father's home. So the third nitma means, nitma the truma. That a bas kohen she's in, so a reshes kohen she's in, so she's a zayin, she's not allowed to eat truma. So the Gemara in the first parak in Yevamos, and Daf Yudalef says that by a seita sofek, in the parashas Hashavu it's talking a seita sofek. The husband doesn't know about the ways that she was in. So it's just kinilo, ministro. He saw some blind little daughter. He thought that there's something fishy going on. He suspects his wife of being mizane with somebody else, and he wondered about history in Mishbaini. So if there was kinilo, asura, and then stira, so she becomes asura misofek. So then it's only nisarese, minitmo. If it's vada is in, so seita vada, as opposed to seita sofek, not only is there an Issa essay, there's going to be an Issa lab as well. The Pasuk says, the Pasuk in the middle of Chumash Dvarim says, if a man is married and he divorces his wife because he mitzvah erba's dover, he ascertained that she was mizana. You have to aid him, dover dover imam, just like mom and this, you need to aid him. So you need to aid him on a dover should be erba. So if to aid him testified in a var, that the Ish was in, so the husband has to get divorced. So then it says, she marries someone else, and then the second husband dies, or he divorces her. How do you translate that pasuk? So the Gemara, there's a machlokes hatanaim in Yevamos Daf Yud Aleph. So the way we pasken, the Tana disagrees is Rabbi Yosef Ben Kippur. He's hardly ever quoted in Shas. But the way we pasken halacha, there are 2 prohibitions included in the pasuk. The first husband divorced her because she was mizanik in Matzibo Erva's Dover. So Saita Asula Bail. So Yuchon Baila Risha Shashilcha Achra Shahu Tamo because she was mizanik Achaz Baila. Because it says Vinitmo. And today said Vinitmo means she was mizanik. So the first husband can't marry her because she's a Saita Badai. And then also included in the Pasuk is that even if she hadn't been a Saita by the first husband, Machzibu Shasa Mishan Isis. If I divorce my wife, and she didn't marry anybody in between, I can be married. There are people who are married to the same wife for the third time. They got married, they got divorced, they got remarried, they got divorced, they got remarried. So that's mutter, but if a man divorces his wife and she marries someone else in between, and then the second husband dies and divorces her, then there's an isa machzik grushas, and the first husband is not allowed to remarry her. So that's how they panoim, that's how we paskin against Rabbi Yosi ben Kippa. We paskin that two prohibitions included in this pasuk, v'yilcha ba'al rishon shel shilcha mashdiv l'kachta, machzik grushas, and after she married someone else, mishin isis. And also, achar yashayu tamah, v'yilcha, a man is not allowed to live with his wife, it's an isa lot. If she's a seita badai, if it's a seita sofik, it's only an isa resi. If it's a seita badai, then it's an isa lot, al v'yilcha. And the Gemara has differences. And Dafir Aleph, there are differences between Saita Vada and Saita Zatik because of the fact that this is an essay and this is a lav. So the Avnei Ezer has a very interesting tshuva, Chilek Avnei Ezer. In the end of Chilek Avnei Ezer, has Heoris on the daf, on the, some of the different documents, say the notion. So he interprets the Gemara like this. Why does the Pasuk use such a strange expression, Dinitmo? So the Gemara says that we learn out in these psukim the din of Safik Tumah Bishus HaRabim versus Safik Tumah Bishus HaYochid. That she's a Safik, a Seita Safik. Why do you go to Chumrah? Because there are only two people in the room. That's called Safik Tumah Bishus HaYochid. The she and the man that the husband suspects she's having an affair with. If there would have been another person there, that wouldn't be called Stira. There wouldn't be any Stira over there, so she wouldn't have become Asur al Baila. So that's what the Gemara defines. What's Safik Tumah Bishus HaRabim? If you have three people together near each other, that's called Bishus HaRabim. For that Gemara sounds, it doesn't have to do with what's the definition of Bishus HaRabim. The Hilchos Shabbos, there's another Gemara that does it. Does, so that's the question. How does it stem? But this is Gemara in Nazir. The Gemara says, Perek Shnei Nazir. If you have three people staying together in a house, that's called Safik Tumah Bishus HaRabim, because they're three people together. So the Gemara said, the Mefarshim on Gemara assume, why did the Chumash use the verb v'nitma'a? Why such an expression? So the Gemara understands that the Sukkim HaMaram is to the din of Safik Tumah Bishus HaYochid, Sveikai Tomei Vadai, but if it would have been three people, it would have been a Bishus HaRabim, it would have been Lekul, she wouldn't have been Asura Baal. So Abin Ezer says there's more than that. So he quotes from the Kuzari. Kuzari is a historical novel. They have documented that much of the story is, we don't know. We don't know how much is true, but we know that the Melech HaKuzarim, a big chunk of Russia, was under Jewish control. Under the communists, they never allowed any publication of the research in this area because they didn't want anybody to know that a big chunk of Russia was under Jewish control. But if the communism collapsed, whatever it was, 15 years ago, 20 years ago, so then they published some of their historical evidence. So there was a big chunk of Russia that with the Melech HaKuzarim converted and the whole nation converted, and the Jewish community in Cordova in Spain used to send them rabbanim, used to send them letters, and the Chazdik Dem and Shmir Samitzin. So Abud HaLevi was the Talmud of the Rif. The Rif all the time lived in Fez. That's why he's called Rabbi Yitzchak Kalfazi, because he lived in Fez. And then he had, at the age of 75, he had to run away from Morocco because they had an Alila. They accused him of being violating did in the Mahusa. So at the age of 75, he ran away to Spain and he started his second career. And all the famous Talmidim of the Rif are from the second career, from Spain. We don't have any famous Talmidim from Morocco. So one of the famous Talmidim from Spain, the Rebbe Gash was from Spain, and Rabbi Yehuda Levi was from Spain also. So Rabbi Yehuda Levi wrote this historical novel about the whole story, what motivated the Melech HaKuzarim to convert, and then he had representatives of the two religions presented their case for Islam and for Christianity, and they both said that their religion is based on Judaism, so he said he wants to look into Judaism, and then he fell in love with Judaism and converted. So he has this whole historical novel of what was the conversation, the back and forth conversation of the Melech HaKuzarim with the Chavir, with the Rabbi. So part of the conversation, some of it is Nagir Lalocha. So part of the conversation is, the Melech HaKuzarim says, I understand you're an Orthodox Rabbi and you keep all the mitzvahs, but you don't go to mikveh. The Torah says if you become a Bakeri, you go to mikveh, become a Zabel, You go to mikveh. You people, when you touch a, when you touch a neveh, you go to mikveh. You people don't go to mikveh. So the rabbi explains, no, the whole din of tumah v'tara is only relevant if you have a yoni kedusha. You want to enter the Beis Hamikdash. So kedusha in tumah is a tada d'sas. If you tumah, you can't enter the Beis Hamikdash. You can't eat truma. You can't eat kachin. You can't eat ma'aser sheni. Has kedusha. We live so far away from Yerushalayim, we don't have any truma, we don't have any kachim, we don't have any ma'aser sheni. So the whole issue of tumah v'tara is not relevant for us. So that's why none of us have to go to mikveh. Then he asks, but your wives, I understand the wives do go to mikveh. So he says, no, taras hamishpacha has nothing to do with tumah v'tara, it's a separate thing. So the Avnei Nezer quotes that idea from the Kuzari that tumah is a tata d'sasa with kedusha. So he says, the Gemara tells us that if you have a couple who have shalom bayis, the word ish has a yud and the word isha has a hey. So ish v'isha shchina shrui b'nei. When they get married, there's an element of kedusha that's introduced into their life that they never had before. When the couple, when the Jewish couple gets married, they observe the laws of the Torah, so there's an element of kedusha that's introduced. But the moment there's no shalom bayis, the moment the isha is mezana, and we said in Itma, Tumah constitutes a tata d'sasa with the Kedusha. So then they have to get divorced. So he says, that's what says Vinitma. Vinitma means to tell you that that element of Kedusha that was introduced into the marriage was just nisbatel because of the fact that the Asian's ish was became a Saita Vadai. And he explains all Gemara based on this. He interprets all Gemara based on this idea. That the reason why the Torah picked that verb, Vinitma, 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 is to bring out this idea that the Gemara appears in the Gemara. We say Hareyat Mekudeshesli. So the Gemara says that expression, the first half in Kedusha, that expression is not a biblical expression. If you want to speak in biblical Hebrew, you say Hareyat Ishi, Hareyat Arisasi, Hareyat Kinusasi, Hareyat Salasi, Negdosi, Ezrasi, Ezek Enegdo, other Lashaynas. Hareyat Mekudeshes is a Lishna de Rabbana. That's a rabbinic Hebrew. It's not a biblical Hebrew. But the concept behind it, that when a couple gets married, there's an element of Kedusha that's introduced into marriage. The concept is a concept, Reisa. There, Rabbi Yosef Engel has like that, and Rabbi Meza has like that. That you see from the fact that the Pasuk uses the verb Minitmo to say that the marriage is ruined, because Tumah makes a target assassin with Kedusha. So you see that this Pasuk itself understood. When a couple, a Jewish couple gets married, the plan to observe the mitzvah Satera, an element of Kedusha is introduced into the match that wasn't there before. Okay, we should all be healthy. We'll be in that next week. We'll continue with the Gemara about Geirus.
Good job.
Thank you.
Rebbe?
Yeah.
It's Dave Steinberg. I just want to let you know it's Kipner and Mazel Tov. My son Donnie, who was in the Rebbe Shir, had a baby girl last week.
Mazel Tov, David. All the family should be wonderful.
Amen.
Awesome.